Hey, sweetie. Welcome home. How was work today? Aw, stressful, huh? Well, that's okay. Hey, I've got something for you. Yeah, while you were slaving away at your job, I was hard at work in the kitchen. I made you some cookies. Yeah, of course they're your favorite. I know what you like, sweetie. And I'm gonna give it to you. That's it. Take a bite. Tell me what you think. Aren't those just yummy? Yeah, I knew you'd like it. It's all down to my amazing culinary talents. And a few secret ingredients. Are you asking whether the secret ingredient is love? Please, I'm not that sappy. No. The secret ingredient is a cocktail of psychoactive drugs. Isn't that so much better than love? What's the matter? Oh, don't worry. It's okay. Didn't you notice when they started to kick in? There's no point trying to get up from that chair. Believe me, the less you struggle, the easier this is going to go on you. That's right, sweetie. We want to get you all relaxed for something important I have to talk to you about. You can try to struggle. You can try to resist. But we both know that you'll fail. Look at you there, your body already getting nice and relaxed. Muscles slack, mouth open. You can barely keep your eyes open. So just give in. Lie back and let me do my work. That's it. You have absolutely no control. In fact, your breath is slowing now. Nice and easy, in and out, just like you're sleeping. Your entire body falling under the sway of my machinations. Shh. It's okay. I've got you, sweetie. Your girlfriend is gonna take such good care of you. So trust me. Because really, I'm only doing this for your own good. That's right. Nice and deep. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to focus on, other than me. It's a nice, warm, peaceful feeling. Just like you feel every night when you're getting ready to fall asleep. You don't even have to consciously listen to the words I'm saying right now. They're going to have just as much of an effect on your subconscious. Your conscious mind doesn't even need to be part of the conversation. And that's why it's shutting down now. With what I've done to you, there's no way it can think. No way it can hold thoughts. Any thought that drifts into your head is just going to drift through and out again. Because you're so relaxed, so peaceful, so comfy, sitting there listening to my voice. Just like all the other times I've done this to you. Shush now. Don't worry. Did you really think that this was the first time? You always do. But it's happened before, and will happen again. There's nothing you can do about it, sweetie, and we both know that. So breathe deep. Relax. Feel your whole body nice and heavy. Laying back. Letting me work. And letting yourself take this pleasurable, relaxing vacation from having to think, from having to be in charge. And that's it, sweetie, just like you feel every night when your body begins to get all drowsy and dreamy, eyelids drooping, head so heavy, as you fall down into a deep, relaxing sleep. Sleep now. Sleep for your girlfriend. Good. There we go. Now there really is no escape for you. You can just sit there as my drug takes effect, as my words warp your mind. Shh. It's okay. You get all this lovely, comfortable relaxation out of it. Like even now, I'm sure you can feel the deepest relaxation you've ever encountered creeping up your legs, soothing those sore calves. All your muscles just letting go of that tension. And it moves into your thighs. It's like slowly sinking into a hot, warm bath. Or laying down on the sand of the beach. Warmth and relaxation. Comfort moving up and through your hips. To your tummy. There we go. So nice. So relaxed. That's it, sweetie, as you sink down deeper and deeper into this perfect and blissful state. The state that I've given you. And aren't you oh so grateful to your girlfriend when she lets that relaxation slip up to your chest and your neck, almost completely under, almost down deep. Feels so good when that tension leaves your shoulders. And there's no worries, nothing to do other than sit there. Enjoy it. And listen to your girlfriend. There we go. Creeping up your cheek, over your lips, over your head, down deep as you can possibly go as you go into a deep, receptive sleep. Sleep now. Sleep for your girlfriend, sweetie. There we go. Works every time. So welcome back. Welcome back to this deep state of relaxation where we can finally talk openly. Where we can begin to work on our relationship, improving it for both our benefits. Well, you might have trouble seeing it that way at first, but I know you'll see everything my way by the time I'm done with you. You see, sweetie, you put me in quite the situation. You're so nice, so sweet, a good provider, a hard worker. You give me all these little tokens of devotion, you do things for me, and are all around just a sweetie. So I feel like I'm really lucky to be in a relationship with you. But due to some of your other qualities, we need to redefine our roles in that relationship. So that's what we're going to do now, sweetie. We're going to teach you your place. Because, let's be clear, in all of the ways that you're so wonderful, there are some others where you don't quite do it for me. There are some areas where you're just inadequate. No, don't be upset. It's nobody's fault, sweetie. It's just how you are. But thankfully, I've come up with a solution that will work well for us. A way to get around your inadequacy while keeping me as your perfect, affectionate, hypnotic girlfriend. So, confession time. I might have been cheating on you for a while now. No, don't be upset. You've heard this all before, and you'll hear it all again. Besides, it's only like with one or two, or six other people. People who are so much better than you. So much more adequate in bed. They know what they're doing. They can satisfy me. Which you've never been able to do. We both know that, sweetie. Let's stop the lies. Let's stop the pretending. You are sexually inadequate, and you can't satisfy your girlfriend. She has to turn to other men and women and trans people just to get off. And usually it takes more than one. When you go to work each and every day, I instantly call up one of my lovers and get them to give me what you can't. But it's okay, it's okay. You're just not like that. It's not who you are. It's not why I keep you around. I keep you around because you're such a sweetie who spoils me and supports me and gives me all your money. You take care of me, and you look good on my arm when we're out with friends. So it's not a big deal that you're a sexual failure who can't satisfy your girlfriend. I'll just go out and get it from other people. And you know what? Between the drug and my words, you're going to be perfectly okay with that. It's just how it is. It's part of our relationship. We both know it. And we can both benefit. Here. Let me show you. I want you to picture me. Now. With them. Picture me getting fucked by your sexual superiors. While you just sit in the corner. Unobtrusive. Knowing that this is what is best for both of us. Knowing that you're completely sexually inadequate. That's it. I want you to smell my arousal, hear my moans, as you envision better people giving me that which you never can. And since I'm such a nice girlfriend and I care so much about you, as you begin to let that vision overwhelm your senses, you can feel a surge of pleasurable arousal. That's right, sweetie. You can even play with yourself if you need to. It's okay. No one would blame you. In this context, no one really cares about you. So go masturbate in the corner as you get turned on by your own inadequacy. And that's it. See how good this is going to be for our relationship? Come on, love. It's okay. you know that this is just the natural order, and your place in it. And because that's true, that's what's going to turn you on. Because it's natural that masturbation become your only sex life. It's not like you can have sex with your girlfriend, sweetie. It's not like you're even allowed to touch me in that way. But you can picture other people doing it. You can picture that all day long as it becomes your biggest and all-consuming sexual fantasy. Doesn't it feel so good to play with yourself and agree with your girlfriend? That's right, sweetie. Because you should always agree with your girlfriend. I know everything, and I always do what's best for you. Which is why this must be best for you. It's the best feeling in the world to play with yourself while your girlfriend fucks other people. There's nothing you can do. Even if your body or your mind tries to struggle, it'll fail. Because after all, isn't it so much more pleasurable to just masturbate than to resist? Yes, it is. Good. Good, sweetie. I'm glad we're in agreement. The most important thing about relationships is healthy communication. Which is why it's so important that we're making clear and you're accepting your role. You're going to pamper me, spoil me, work for me, and look respectable when we go out in public. You're going to buy me pretty things and give me control of your bank account. But then in the bedroom, you're going to stand to one side and play with yourself as you watch me get satisfied by your superiors. That's it, sweetie. It's our life. It's our relationship. And I know it makes you so happy. I know that because it makes me happy. And you're so sweet to me. I know you want to make me happy. So just masturbate to the fantasy of me fucking other people. It's so natural. And so pleasurable. That's it. Maybe if you're very lucky, sometimes I'll let you use your tongue. Or your hands. I'll let you interact with my body to focus on my pleasure. But from now on, your only sexual pleasure is going to come from your own hands. Or toys. As you obsessively masturbate to the idea of me with my other lovers. Lovers who are so much better than you. More skilled. Sexier. Aren't those the kind of people your girlfriend deserves? And you'll always help me make it happen. Because we're a couple, sweetie. We help each other. That's why I've drugged and brainwashed you to become aroused by your own sexual failure while you support me in getting the satisfaction my body craves from other people. That's right, there we go. You look so cute there. Overcome with my drugs and my words, playing with yourself helplessly. And this is the future, sweetie. We've had this conversation before, and we will have it oh so many times again. And when you wake up, when these finally wear off, you won't remember all of the vivid details. No, you'll think it's your idea that your girlfriend goes out and fucks other people. That's right, sweetie. All you'll know is you're aroused and horny, and that this is your ultimate sexual pleasure. In fact, you don't even want to have sex with me anymore. You just want to support me and spoil me. And see me get fucked by your betters. Shh. There we go. That's it. You've been so good listening and paying attention. And now as things begin to wear off, you're going to be left with a nice, pleasant haze. And a desire to run off to the bathroom and rub one out to your cuckold fantasy. That's it, sweetie. You can feel the drugs weakening. You can feel your trance weakening, and all you'll remember is that we had a lovely talk, and you love your girlfriend, and all the things that she can do to you, and that you want to make her happy, and I'm sure you have the perfect vision of what will please me. That's right, sweetie. Coming up from 1 to 2, doesn't it feel so good to let me warp your mind? Rising from 3 to 4, so much relaxation and so much pleasure as you finally crest the peak at 5 and are awake and refreshed. Hey, sweetie, it must have been a really long day. After a few bites, you just kind of drifted off. But that's okay. I understand and support you. Because I'm your girlfriend. And I am very happy with where this relationship is heading.